This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you by EMP180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. Washington Wizards have lost three in a row, battling it out in the Eastern Conference standings. They've slid down to the fifth seed. Joining us right now to give us a little insight on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline is Chase Hughes, covers the Wizards for NBC Sports Washington. And Chase, I know that you've noticed Bradley Beal's been logging a lot of minutes. Do you think it's actually affecting him down the stretch of these games?
I think so, because his numbers in the last few minutes, field goal percentage-wise, three-point percentage-wise, go down significantly, and I think it would be a reasonable explanation. And if you look at the minutes he's logging, it is pretty unusual. You know, yesterday, if you looked at the rankings, he was second in the NBA in total minutes logged. The only guy ahead of him was Andrew Wiggins, and the guy behind him was Karl-Anthony Towns. Both those guys play for Tom Thibodeau, the Minnesota Timberwolves, the guy who's known for playing guys a lot of minutes. It was 43 minutes the other night against the Pacers. He also had to guard Victor Oladipo the entire night, an all-star guard. So if that's the reason why he was missing those shots, it would certainly be understandable. Oladipo himself even said that he thought Beal looked exhausted, and Beal said he was tired. He said he wouldn't use that as an excuse, but, you know, this guy is a really, really good shooter, and all of a sudden at the end of the game, those percentages go way down. And Scott Brooks yesterday said that he's going to try to kind of limit his workload, but obviously with John Wall out right now, that's a lot easier said than done because they need him on the court.
Kelly Oubre missed the game against the Pacers with a sore foot. What is the latest on him? Will we see him tonight against the Heat? And that's just another personnel loss if he misses out. Mike Scott, I'm guessing, takes more minutes if Oubre can't go tonight. What's the latest on him and his health?
Yeah, so Kelly Oubre had been dealing with kind of a sore left knee over the last week and a half, 2 weeks, and that he said he was compensating for, and it turned into a foot injury in MRI. He's fine. He said he'll play tonight. And I think you know it must have been pretty bad because this was the first time he's missed a game all year. He's a guy who's usually pretty used to, you know, just playing through pain. There was a season in a game where he cut his hand pretty bad, and it was something that he had to basically compensate for a full week or even more, and didn't miss any practice, didn't miss a game. So he's a guy who wants to be on the court. So I think it was something that they just told him, all right, take the night off, got some testing. And, you know, obviously someone asked him yesterday, you know, how did this injury affect you? He's like, it's my foot, man. You know, pretty much I need it for everything on the basketball court.
Hey, Chase, hold on real tight. I think we're going to need to call you back because the connection is not great.
Yeah.
Which, shocker, has been happening to our show for
20 years.
We can't get that technology right.
Actually, the first few years before cell phones were big, we were probably okay because it was always landlines.
Somehow we're on the cusp of driverless cars, yet cell phone technology can't be perfected. It's still an issue.
Yeah, but what can you do?
It happens. I'm trying to figure out what the HH on your jacket is, EB.
I'm so happy hour.
That's what it always means.
Helly Hansen.
That's what it always means to Jason.
Do you know? It's just a brand?
Yeah, of course. It's a brand. Of course I know what it is. I mean,
what is
never
it?
Noticed
he's on the cutting
HH
edge of fashion.
I'm
with Helly Hansen.
More fashionable than you. What am I going to tell you? It's just, you don't even want to know how much these things regularly cost.
Oh, I know they're expensive.
I got a discount, but I'm like, oh my God, these things are butt expensive.
What is HH?
He said Helly Hansen.
Just a brand name.
Yeah, just, you're not,
I thought
into
he was
that.
Making it up.
No.
Oh,
Dan Helly and Chris Hansen.
I'm plugged into fashion.
Are they designing clothes?
I'm a slave to the fashion.
The two
over
fashion
here.
Icons here
hard,
on the show.
It's hard.
We
it's
understand.
Hard carrying that burden every day.
I've missed that my whole life.
All right, is Chase is back on? We have a better connection here, hopefully.
How you guys?
Yeah, there you go. Hey, buddy.
Yeah. Hey.
So you're talking about Oubre. The bench, by and large, has been much better this year, in my opinion, than last year.
Which is kind of curious because at the end of games, we're talking about Bradley Beal logging these minutes. I noticed that Mike Scott is starting to get a little more run, or maybe it was just one game there at the end of the games. What do you think?
Yeah, overall, the bench this year has been much better. I think Jan Mahinmi's health has changed that a lot because last year he was missing for most of the season, and he is basically the defensive anchor of that bench. Mike Scott's been really good for much of the year. These past few games coming out of the All-Star break, he hasn't been shooting nearly as well, but I thought his last game was a good sign that he's moving in the right direction. He hit a few threes against the Pacers. Tomas Satoransky, obviously, when this team is healthy, has been a huge improvement at backup point guard from last year because it was about this time last year that they were signing Brandon Jennings essentially off the street after he got waived by the New York Knicks. So overall, it's been much better. Jody Meeks has been improving. And Kelly Oubre, I think, has developed into a guy who's basically a starter-level player that's coming off their bench. So all in all, it's amazing how much they've improved their bench from one year over because last year their bench was obviously a major weakness. And this year, I think when it's fully healthy, it might actually be a pretty good strength.
Should we worry about the Kelly Oubre injury that kept him out of the last game? I think it was precautionary at this point.
Yeah, I would say it was precautionary, but because he's so important to what they do and you know where they want to go, I would definitely say it's a concern at this point until he can kind of put it behind him. They don't seem to think that it's going to linger throughout the course of the season, but obviously what he does is you know bring a lot of energy as a guy who's very athletic, who can play above the rim, who can run the floor. So they need to make sure that he's good to go, but it sounds like he'll be fine. He didn't seem like it's a concern much at all.
So, in your opinion, best case scenario for the Wizards going forward, they've played, what, 64, so about 18 games left or something like that, right? So, right now they're sitting at the five. They're a game back of the Pacers, who are pretty hot right now. They've won three straight. They beat the Bucks last night. They're a game and a half back of Cleveland. Who knows what's going on with them? We thought they were much better after the trades, but then they tanked it a few games, but then they win last night. Best case scenario for the Wizards, do you think that they can get that three seed, or do you think that Cleveland ultimately holds them off there?
I think they could get the three seed, but I think a logical best case scenario would be to get that fourth spot so you can get home court advantage. And then you look at the three teams, the four teams they're likely to face off against, and I think you probably want to avoid the Bucks or the Sixers if you can. If you were going to go up against the Pacers or the Heat, that'd be a lot easier to swallow, I think, than the 76ers or the Bucks because those guys have some of the best young players in the NBA. Obviously, the Sixers have two guys who could lead them to championships someday. Giannis Antetokounmpo of the Bucks is just a complete problem. So if I were them, I'd much rather face the Sixers or the Pacers. If you can get, or I'm sorry, the Heat or the Pacers, and if you can get home court advantage, then I would really like the Wizards' chances to go to the second round.
Yeah, but you're probably not going to face those teams, Chase. Those teams are at the bottom of the Eastern Conference. So,
well, right now.
Well, the Sixers are only a game back of the Wiz.
Understood, but
yeah, it's.
I mean, they're not that far out.
There's a lot that can happen. There's a lot that can happen. I think any best case scenario, though, has to involve, obviously, John Wall coming back healthy and getting back in time to kind of adjust to this, to the way they're playing right now and hopefully be 100% because if they are to go where they want to go this year, I truly believe John Wall's got to be a part of it.
I mean, why couldn't the Sixers move up to the five seed?
They could, but I think the Wizards are sliding down. And if they're going to end up in the 4-5 hole, I guess, if you have one of those teams moving up to the 5 hole, or they're the 5th seed and one of those teams moves up to the 4. But in all likelihood, look, the Bucks are, I think, the 8 seed right now.
Right, but they're only a couple games back of these teams.
They could slide up, but just based on the way they've been playing, I doubt that it's going to happen.
So if you had to put money on it right now, who do you think they face in the first round?
I think they're going to probably face, sadly, I think they're going to be a 6 seed and face Cleveland.
Hmm. That'll hurt.
That would.
Chase, where are we?
That'll be tough. Yeah.
I see you. You recently did a podcast, I think, with Gortat. Where are we? You're around the team a lot. Where are we with all of these chemistry issues? Is that stuff kind of standard stuff? We talked to Coach Brooks. He said every team has issues. If you don't have that, then you don't have a competitive team. I buy into that to some extent. It's not all kumbaya. But where are we at this point? Is everybody getting along smoothly at least? Is this a workable situation, or is there still underlying tension there?
I think it's a workable situation. I think things have gotten a lot better since John Wall came back and they were actually communicating to each other face-to-face and not on social media and through the media. But, you know, you mentioned the interview with Martin Gortat. It's interesting. He said that this year has been the worst of his career. He said by far the worst of his career. And if you look at the numbers, his minutes are down, his rebounds are down. That might be part of it. He didn't want to go into why, even though I tried to get him to. But I think it probably has to do with some of the distractions that have happened off the court, some of the stuff he's been involved in with John Wall through the media. You know, the comments he made to the Orlando Sentinel earlier this year about how he might want to play in Orlando and he doesn't want to play beyond his contract. So for Martin Gortat, I think a lot of this stuff has weighed on him. I don't expect it to be an issue moving forward because I think they've met and they've kind of put things beyond them. But if you ask Gortat, it's definitely been a tough year.
It's all self-inflicted, though. He brought it on himself.
Right. Yeah, you could certainly argue that. Yeah, I think he's had some issues over the years saying things that he wishes he didn't because he just has no filter when he talks to the media, and we really appreciate that. But certainly this year there's been some instances where it was self-inflicted.
Here's a question. The Rockets have won 15 straight, Chase, and they're going to play They're going to play on national TV tonight, TNT game against the Thunder on the road in OKC. Do the Thunder snap the 15-game win streak tonight?
Ooh, I don't think so. I think the Thunder, maybe if it was a few months ago when they were playing really, really well, I would say that. But right now, the Rockets, man, I just hope they're not peaking too early because I would like to see them really give the Warriors a challenge in the playoffs. But I'm not betting against them right now.
Yeah, they play OKC tonight, and then they play at Milwaukee tomorrow night. So they got back-to-backs, and then they got to go to Toronto on Friday.
Hey, the Wizards beat the Rockets earlier this year. That's right.
That's true.
Take that. Moral victory.
15 in a row, man. They are so freaking hot.
All right, Chase. Appreciate the time. As Chase Hughes covers the Wizards for NBC Sports Washington.
Thanks,
pal.
Thanks, Chase. Thank you, buddy.
By the way, I'm looking forward at the Wiz schedule. Pretty tough. Miami twice in two of the next three. They have to go to New Orleans. They have to go to Boston in mid-March. And then March 21st, they have to go to San Antonio. When's the last time the Wizards won in San Antonio?
1977.
I mean, it's not that long ago. 1999. And Jason, the reason why I say I think the Wizards drop to the sixth seed, just it's very tight. Look, they could finish anywhere from 4-8.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll jump over Cleveland at the 3 seed. But if you just look at the last 10 games, Philadelphia's won 7 out of 10, and the Pacers have won 7 out of 10. Those teams are playing good basketball, and they're healthy, unlike the Wizards who miss John Wall. So I could see Philadelphia passing the Wizards. I think the Wizards are a better team than Miami and Milwaukee. Milwaukee's lost 6 of their last 10. So they get a lot of hype because of the Greek Freak, and they got Jabari Parker back, but they're not that good.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that 4-8 is not a big separation in terms of the games. It's, what, 3 games? 4-8 right now? Anything can happen, man, in the last 18, 19 games. By the way, tonight, Houston's a 5-point favorite on the road at OKC.
Ooh, what's the total on that one?
221.5. It's not horrible. It's doable.
It's not as high as I think, Brooklyn Golden State. That total's up there.
Brooklyn Golden State is now 230.
Yeah. But it's funny how the
narrative... By the way, the Pelicans, Clippers...
236.
237.
Yeah. It's funny how the narrative can change so quickly because a week ago when the Wizards were kind of riding high...
I know, they won 3 of 4.
They'd beaten some really good teams.
They beat Cleveland.
Don't rush John Wall back.
They beat Philly. They beat Milwaukee. They're done against Charlotte.
Now they've lost 3 in a row.
They're going to be the 2 seed.
And now they did lose to really good teams. Yep. Golden State, Toronto... But if they lose a 4th game in a row tonight, if they lose at home, people are going to be like, when's John coming back?
Exactly. It's going to become more urgent.
Yeah. They get 5 points tonight against the Heat. Maybe without Oubre?
They're laying 5 against the Heat?
It's kind of a big number.
Kind of like the Heat catch the number.
Yeah, take that. I think we're reeling.
Heat plus 5? I kind of like
good time,
it.
Yeah.
If you want to chime in, phone number is 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Come right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So we're just talking about the Wizards. They right now are the 5 seed in the Eastern Conference. We're going to hook up our listeners right now. 10th caller at 800-636-1067. You call us on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Listener Lines. We'll send you out to see the Wizards take on the Timberwolves March 13th. At the Capital One Arena, tickets are on sale now through the Capital One Arena box office, but you can win your way in. Right here on the Junkies, get more details at thefandc.com/contests.
Someone's texting me that Eric B. and Rakim are coming to D.C. It's the first time they performed in 20 years, and they're coming to the Fillmore in Silver Spring April 17th. I just sent a text to Drabby. Got to do whatever we can to get them in studio.
You should go to the show.
Tuesday night.
That's the thing. Those guys will want you to go, like, meet them there, interview them there.
Yeah, you might be right. It's worth a shot. Right, Drabby?
I would love it.
It's worth the call.
I'll shoot my shot.
There's so many.
Shoot your shot.
So many big acts, especially hip-hop acts, that run through the Fillmore these days. I mean, trust me. My kids ask me all the time. Oh, I want to go to this one.
Their lineup runs the gamut. I mean, it's great. It's eclectic.
That old-school rap thing. I mean, remember they went to Capital One Arena. They had Old School Rap Night where Slick Rick and Kool Moe
Dougie Fresh
and Dougie Fresh were there.
Biz Markie was at the latest rendition of it just like last week, I think.
Now, I know
what
I
will say is
I know
those
it's a long
guys,
shot because those guys probably won't want to do an early morning interview.
Probably not.
But you can grasp.
And what I'll say is, I don't know anything about Eric B. and Rakim, is those guys are not necessarily the most reliable because I did Wizards Overtime and we were expecting to do an interview with, I think it was Slick Rick.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was Dougie Fresh, and he just was nowhere to be found.
Right.
He was scheduled. He was supposed to be there. They did all the checking, and then he wasn't there. I think they eventually scrambled and got Kool Moe Dee later on the program.
You're right. They probably aren't that reliable, but doesn't hurt to call them.
No.
Call the Fillmore. Say, hey, there's two white guys that do a sports show in D.C. that love them.
No, but you don't call the Fillmore. You got to call their management
people.
Well,
yeah, whoever you call.
You got to call their management people, and it's got to be set up.
And I'm with Cakes.
The whole
I know
thing.
That we say it every year. Let's try and get Boys to Men in here.
MGM
has a lot of good acts coming out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Saw the ad for Britney as I pulled into the parking garage.
No, you'll never get
Britney coming
but here's
in
the reason
July.
I will have a full Nick coming into that
Chubb. Here's the reason why I throw out Boys to Men every year is because they did like Fox 5 a few years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, why not?
There's no reason. I mean, now, plus we're on NBC Sports Washington. I mean, come on.
And hopefully Valdez's pink eye or whatever it is.
We'll get that healed.
Healed up by then.
That might help, the fact that we're on TV. So.
Yeah. I mean, live television. Come on, live performance.
Right.
In fact, you don't even have to. I'll just ask you a million questions.
I just want an interview.
We'll just play End of the Road 100 times and tell them how we listened to that 9 million times.
By the way, is there a new sponsor yet for the performance space downstairs in the building, or is that still up for sale?
Oh, I didn't even know it was up for bid.
Drab t-shirt, can you give me an update?
I don't believe there's a sponsor.
Hmm. Okay.
I don't even want
to
do it down
there.
It
looks like they're trying to lease the spot on the corner, too.
Which spot on the corner?
Right when you walk out.
Hmm.
I don't think that's the performance space. The performance space is a little further down.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
But right in that corner.
Oh, yeah. The building owners, Cushman and Wakefield, trying to get a new tenant.
All right, so what's this that says on the outline about an AWOD date? I know the boys, they don't want to ask, but I will ask. I will take the bait.
I'm sorry, so I told Valdez during the break. I'm hoping EB says. I'm
looking,
at the rundown here, and it says AWOD date.
These guys want to ask. They have hostility towards him.
I
get a kick out of the kid. So what is the
date?
I don't
know about hostility. I would say ambivalence.
It's fine. There is an audience for him. Drabby, what is the story?
I'll tell you. I think it's pretty quick.
All right, so a girl that I had been talking to a few years ago and then hadn't talked to her for a while randomly hit me up and said, hey, how's it going? We were talking, and she said...
Why'd she randomly hit you up?
Desperation.
I was on her mind. I don't know.
You were on her mind. It's impossible. All right.
Posted a silly Facebook page.
Maybe she has amnesia and forgot she dated him. I don't know.
And so she says, do you want to go on a fancy date? And... She wanted to go somewhere with a 5-course meal and calamari, and I was psyched to do that Sunday night, and then she faked on it and never hit me up. And then Monday, she says, hey, what are you doing? And I'm just sitting at home, and she says she wants to come over, and I said, well, we can go on my wine walk.
All right, now hold on. Slow down for a second. Is this an attractive girl?
Yeah, very cute.
I saw a pic. It's good for AWOD.
Really? Good for AWOD?
Yeah.
And she's calling. So this is like a
grand slam
falling in your lap.
She's out of AWOD's league.
Out of your league.
Where does she live and what does she do for a living?
Without being too
specific. I think she's in between jobs.
Between
loser. That explains a lot.
Yeah.
That explains
a lot. She's got a lot of free time.
She's hit a rough patch.
Yeah.
From the sound of things.
And you know her from what?
From school.
From back? Okay.
Yeah, we had classes together and friends.
Oh, so she's really stupid. She was in your classes?
Remedial math.
Smart
she went to your school and she was in your classes.
Yeah.
And we've seen your spelling. And
watching VCU Rams one-on-one.
Right.
Yep.
All right,
Rams
so she's out of your league.
DC this week.
I don't think she's out of his league. Valdi's built her up a little bit too much.
Oh, she's
fine.
She's
okay. Not the pig that he was dating 2 weeks ago. The two.
That we saw the picture of.
But
no, yeah. Lurch, she's in good shape. I mean.
Right.
All right, but hold on. I thought we just had decided that wasn't the girl he was dating last week. The one in the picture.
The one that looked like Ty Nasecki.
The fattest girl in the bar.
Well, no, it wasn't the fattest girl in the bar, but. Off air, Awad said she had thighs like Valdi's.
Oh, okay. So he never told us that.
Yes.
All right, what about this girl?
She has nice thighs. Yeah.
She looked like Kyrodek Apra Barnrat.
Yeah.
Right.
Is that golf humor?
Yeah. Yes. Only three of us think that's funny.
So,
go Google him.
She says she. Here's why I'm confused. She says she wants to come over, and you say you want to go on a wine walk?
Yeah, that's
why
my
why don't you just let her come over?
My go-to first date is we go for a hike. And it leads to this waterfall, and it's really romantic. And usually
you bring
after a few drinks,
wine.
Yeah, exactly. I bring
you
a bottle
feel like,
of wine.
All right, maybe
where's the waterfall?
What's that?
Yeah, where is the waterfall?
It's like in the deep Arlington. So it's near that JFK Island. You know what I'm talking about?
No idea.
Off of Spring Run.
I don't think you know what
I'm
you're talking about.
I'm not familiar with that area.
I'm not familiar either, but it sounds like a good plan. I like it.
It's a good plan. It's a great trail. So she comes over. We have a glass of wine, and she gets to meet my kitten, and she's butt-sized for my cat.
Right.
And she's like falling in
Hold
love
on, why
with
do
it.
You have a cat? You can barely feed yourself.
I know.
What
I'm babysitting the cat.
So okay, good.
Oh, so it's not yours?
No, no.
All right.
And I don't have to pay for the food or pay for...
Is it a kitten or is it a cat?
Oh, it's 3 months old. It's a baby.
All right, that's a kitten.
It's a cute
right.
little thing. She's getting sized for it. She's like lying on my bed, petting it. And we have a few drinks of wine. And then so I'm like, all right, let's do the wine walk. And so we go through the trail and we're talking and we get to the hike part of the trail and it says trail is closed mm-hmm. because of the wind. It knocked down all the trees. And so it just ruined my plan. Mm-hmm. I had this perfect date set up. We're already a little buzz. And so we have to turn around. And so we're walking around my neighborhood and she sees a Dunkin' Donuts and she says, oh, I want to get some ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to the Dunkin' Donuts. And
is that a good sign when she wants
that
to get
was our
ice
date
cream?
Was
Hold on,
like,
is that a combo Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin Robbins?
Yeah, it was the combo.
Oh, okay.
Is that a good sign? What do you mean, is it a good sign?
I mean, she wants to pig out on ice cream.
Oh.
Well,
I think it's kind of hurting.
I actually think that cutting off the walk is a good sign because you're back home
right.
sooner with the buzz.
Yeah,
right. All right.
So we're at the Dunkin' Donuts, and I didn't get
Yeah, but
anything.
Now she's filling up on ice cream. She'd be farting.
I didn't want to look fat. she got her favorite flavor.
So you didn't get any?
I didn't get anything, no.
Right.
You just did you pay?
Well, I was trying to, but she went to the cash register and gave her my card before I could, you know.
She gave her card.
Yeah.
Right.
So she got the raspberry sherbet, and so we go upstairs, the second
right.
level of the Dunkin' Donuts.
And gassy.
I can't believe you've had that bag on the entire show.
No, he's so killing it. I love
he's
it.
He's committed
I just
to the bit.
Right.
I love it.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
So we're at the upstairs of the Dunkin' Donuts, and we're all alone up there. I mean, it's right. like a date at the Dunkin' Donuts, and I'm getting sized watching her lick away at the ice cream, rainbow sherbet.
God, that's gross.
I mean, I'm just...
That might be kind of hot, though.
Oh,
I'm trying
so
to see
hot.
If I can
and
work
it. Evie, she was, like, taking a selfie with her tongue out, just like...
Nuh-uh. That's, like, kind of flirtatious, don't you think?
Yeah,
it was
kind of hot.
It was
yeah.
silly. I mean,
I think I'm getting a little bit worked up.
Hey.
I was getting worked up in the Dunkin' D.
Yeah, where's the bell?
Right. Ding, ding, ding. All right, so then what?
So then we walk around my neighborhood a little more, and she's like, let's go see Alex Morgan. That's my cat.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
she go
you
back
named your
to my
cat
room.
After a superstar soccer player.
I thought it's not even yeah. your cat. Such
I
a
didn't
nerd.
Named it.
Hey, Eric. Do you know what this dummy and this chick were talking about though?
No,
during
don't
the
tell
trail
me. They were talking about like the Wizards.
No, this chick was talking about how she had her nipples pierced.
No, she wanted my advice or my opinion on whether or not she should do it.
Well, mm-hmm. you got to say, well, I got to look at them. I got to check them
out.
I mean, it's the first thing you say, right?
No, I just said, hell yeah, do it.
Oh my!
I
God.
Said, why not?
Don't you say, well, let me see what they're doing. Let me see what's doing there.
It sounds know? Like a slam dunk.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She's licking on an ice cream cone.
I know.
Oh, I like
she's
the setup.
She's asking
like
about
the
nipples. All right. And then go ahead.
No, I'm butt-sized.
So you
I'm
go back to
easy.
See the dumb cat.
Go back to see the cat. As soon as we get in my room, she's like, oh, let's put on a movie on Netflix.
Perfect.
She picks the movie.
Right.
Scary movie.
Right.
Called The Babadook.
Right.
Definitely butt-scary.
right?
Watch about an hour and a half of the movie.
Hour and a half?
Yeah, I mean, we're...
What are you doing for an hour and a half?
She was talking. I was listening.
That's
I don't know.
Fun.
I
mean, talking during a movie, always fun.
Did you at that point...
What were you thinking about during that 90-minute period?
Ding, ding, licking ding, ding. The ice cream. I mean, I couldn't right. get it out of my mind.
Were you sitting very close to each other?
Have you ever kissed this chick before?
No.
You've never had it, that kind of physical relationship.
No.
Are you guys, like, spooning or anything? Like, what's going on? How are you guys watching it?
No, I was sitting on the edge of the bed, and she sat on the chair. It was so hurt. Like, she didn't even sit on the bed with me.
Well, why didn't you say, hey, come, let's sit together. Let's watch this together.
When you sit? I just sat down.
Did you just lay in the bed?
He sat on the edge
of the bed.
My back would have hurt.
I had a pillow.
Old man.
Yeah, I mean, I would have been like, this is butt uncomfortable.
And so she's asking me if she should get her nips pierced. And I'm like, look, she's all over me. I got to make a move here. So I kind of.
An hour
like,
and a half later.
I don't know if it was an hour and a half. I mean, we watched a good portion of the movie. We got through a few scares, all right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A few of the scream scenes. And then I kind of like lean in, and she puts her hand in my face and says, pleasure doing business with me, and shakes my hand, and then walks out of the room.
These girls.
Walks out of my house.
She actually said, pleasure doing business?
Yes.
What
does that mean? EB, am I that ugly? Am I disgusting?
Well, I think you know the answer to that, but... That's just weird.
Your boobs were jiggling when you stood up, to be honest. You put an instant replay on NBC Sports Washington.
Oh, wait, she legitimately said,
maybe you should get those pierced.
Doing business with you.
Yeah. You guys could get competing nipple pierces.
Yeah, maybe get a two for one.
That's a weird
story. You guys
story.
Could buy brawls together.
You won't get a BOGO nipple piercing.
You guys could share bustiers.
What business did you do?
I don't know.
That's weird.
She's just a weirdo.
She's a freak, man.
She said, pleasure doing business with you.
Yeah.
What did you say right before that?
Nothing.
He went in for the kiss.
We were talking.
She put her hand in his face.
Yeah, I mean, she started saying, oh,
was your breath humming?
No.
He was sort of down to business.
Down to business.
When was the last time you had checked your breath? Like brushed your teeth, mouthwash?
Before she got there.
Had certs, something.
Had wine breath at the worst.
Right.
It's just butt bored. Talking to this dummy for 3 hours.
Sitting on the edge of the bed. She's in a hard ass chair. She probably got hemorrhoids. Yeah. And she probably had to duty the ice cream out.
Because you're doing business.
He was sort of down to business.
Huh?
She's a really skinny girl.
So did you walk her to the door?
So then I walked her to her car and gave her a hug. And
that was it?
That was it.
And then did she text back she had a good time or anything? Or
yeah, she did. She said she wants to hang out again.
That's all.
But I don't know. I why does she want to hang out with me? I'm like her best friend. That's lame for me.
Did you ask her if she has a boyfriend?
Yeah, she was actually telling me about her exes. And I'm like, I mean, I'm just in the friend zone. I'm just in this box, climbing out of it.
He gets fried.
I just think it's just, she was giving you a ton of signals, and you're just so stupid. You waited too long.
That's a cop out. I'm in the friend zone. She was asking you one day earlier to go on a fancy date.
She wanted to go on a date with you. Thing. She's licking ice cream cone in a million exotic ways.
Talking about nipple rings.
She's asking you. A girl doesn't ask a guy if she should get nipple rings unless she's somewhat down.
She's going on that creepy walk with you down that trail.
Yeah. I mean, she's drinking wine.
Down that murderous trail.
The problem is you let her sober up. And then she saw your man boobs and your big fat face.
Adam, I think you should just Instagram her, Arlington.
Yeah. Hey, I know what I'm doing.
Pull up Ben Simmons.
I mean, I'll hang out with her again, but...
Why?
Because he's grasping
because
you
sometimes,
else.
I think you just got to be a little bit more aggressive.
Yeah, and sometimes girls just don't want to get down on the first date.
Yeah, be like the Redskins in free agency.
I think we could take calls on this for people that are listening to the story.
Chase the waterfalls.
It could be guys or girls.
It's his trail.
If there are any women listening.
I mean, it's my fault. We were supposed to go to a 5-star restaurant, and we ended up upstairs at Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay, how could you afford a 5-star restaurant?
He can't.
I was going to have to hit up our guy from the Palm.
She hit up you.
Our guy?
That's not your guy.
By the way,
our guy.
He's so dumb, he thought a 5-star restaurant was Cheesecake Factory. He said that an hour ago.
Well, for him,
he's so dumb.
I mean, there's so many good options at Cheesecake Factory.
If people are just getting in their car right now, they didn't hear the whole story. The bottom line is, she hit you up out of nowhere, wanted to come over. You go for a wine walk. She's swirling ice cream cone with her tongue, and she's asking you about her nipple rings, and then you get nothing, and you get zippy out of that.
Yeah.
Was she teasing you, or did you just botch it? That's the question.
She was all smiles
you
the
botched
whole time.
I'm saying you botched it. Cakes?
Totally botched it.
Jason?
I think
or do you think she was just teasing him?
I don't know. She just sounds dicey. Next time, you just pull the oog out.
Yeah, they pull a Brett.
Just Brett pull
would
it.
Just pull go, look at that. That's a show.
To say, that's just a show. What am I supposed to do with that?
Yeah, what am I supposed to do?
And then she
stop
says,
you got to stop licking that ice cream
so
like
maybe
that.
Maybe she just gets on that. Right?
Now, listen. That's not going to go over too well in the social climate.
That's right.
I know. I know. You can't really do the naked man anymore.
Or just come out of the shower. So I got to take a quick shower.
Junkies video producer arrested for sexual harassment.
I mean, just a little short of Ryan Seacrest. That's what I know. Bass Brett. That's what he used to do back in the day. All right. I want to throw it out there. If there's anybody left still listening to the program, did AWOD botch it? Or was she just messing with him? 800-636-1067. Jason will give an extra $5 for every female that calls. Don't go anywhere.
All right, so some people have responded at Junks Radio on Twitter. At Muzz Muzzington tweets, he could literally get a first-class airmail booty call spelled out in plain English, and he would still reply with, "Sorry, I don't have any boots. Want to go on a hike?" Maybe she didn't want to go on the hike. She just wanted to get down to the business.
She didn't, definitely didn't want to knock boots.
I mean, who wants to go hiking?
I think eventually she wanted to hit the skins. But
maybe it wasn't even eventually. Maybe she just wanted to get right to it. And
he took
he
too long.
He wasted his time. I do want to hear if Cowboy Todd's online. I want to hear Cowboy Todd, John.
Do you want to do him before? Let's do the woman
Cowboy
first.
Todd.
You, let's do a woman first because we'll lose the woman. You know?
Oh, yeah. She'll be out.
Barely hang on. Lisa Alexandra. Hey, Lisa, what do you think?
Hey, it almost sounds like there's some kind of challenge or bet or something, like, you know, there's a third person involved here that was kind of like, how many different things can you do? And he still won't get it, you know?
Because that's not a bad. He could have just been a victim of a prank. It's not a bad idea.
Yes. And because when she said pleasure doing business with you, she's getting something from that.
Somebody paid her. This is the theory.
Yeah.
Someone paid her to text him out of the blue and say she really wanted to come over. Like, again, it made no sense. It fell out of the sky. Like Dennis Rodman said, the woman just fell out of the
You think
ceiling.
He's not easy to dupe? Just look at the guy.
So, yeah, I think it's a very plausible theory.
But then why would she
and
text
afterwards?
And then she's
got bored with the whole thing. She's like, he's not getting it. I'm done. I got to go.
Why is she texting
just
afterwards?
Just to be nice and not to be a total jerk.
Yeah, but she doesn't
have to. She might
want to
do it again.
Yeah. Yeah, do it again for more money. To see how many times that Drabby, are you buying into this theory at all? A prank?
Nah, I don't think so.
I don't buy into it.
Why?
It's just a hurt thing.
Who would know?
That's what it comes down to.
Frustration set in.
Yes.
Frustration has set in on your part.
Yes.
All right, let's go to Cowboy. Cowboy, go ahead.
Why doesn't anybody recognize that?
Hey, what's up?
Quickly, Cowboy, I see another female. We got to go to Herb.
Hey, I think this dude, I think he's in the closet, man. Because, you know, even when I was on the dry spell, I pulled fatties just to get some. I think this dude needs mentors. He needs somebody to mentor him.
He needs slump busters is what you're saying, too.
No, but
oh,
mentor,
yeah,
are
definitely.
You volunteering to be his mentor?
Well, yeah, I tried to get with him last weekend because I had a free weekend, but I couldn't catch up
what
with
him. What about you and your wife?
Man.
What about you and your wife? She's all into that literotica or whatever. Why don't you guys take her out, like, as a couple? And I don't know, maybe something kinky can happen with those three.
Oh, I can only imagine.
This dude, we got to start him off slow.
Right.
We need somebody to mentor. But definitely, we used to, like, our boys used to take these things back. Man, I'd come down there butt naked, adjust the deer head, and it'd be on.
Right. Yeah. I don't even want to know your,
I mean, we
your
got
method.
You said naked and a deer
naked
head?
With a deer head, yeah.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Cowboy.
It's very reminiscent of what's the show on HBO? Woody Harrelson.
True Detective.
True Detective.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Let's go to Maggie. Ladies
He's
first.
The next Reggie Ledoux.
Hey, Maggie.
Hey, how are you?
What's Great. Up? How are you? What do you think?
Good. So I don't think he botched it just this once. He usually botches it. But this time, I think he kind of showed that he was more of a gentleman and not just about the buns.
Well,
just
I think so. But don't you think as a little, like the 90 minutes, I think he waited too long there. Like sitting on the edge of the bed. Can you imagine how awkward that is? She's in a chair. He's on the edge of the bed. 90 minutes. I got a scary movie on.
You're not cuddling.
Yeah, he's not. It's not like he's a good conversationalist or anything. He's
creepy wine walk.
He's stupid. So you're not having an intellectual conversation on any level.
But she said she wanted to see him again.
You're probably just lying.
It sounds like they're intellectual equals, though.
But what about the line of Houdini? What about the line of it's pleasure doing business with you?
I don't get that.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I think next time he should definitely go for it. But this time, I think he actually played it right.
Have you ever gone on a date? Have you ever gone on a date and bought ice cream, an ice cream cone, and you're swirling around with your tongue, and then you're asking him about your nipple rings, and then not wanting to get buns?
Buns.
No, I definitely wanted to get buns, but if I didn't get the buns, then I would try to get the buns the second time.
Right.
Well, if you didn't
but
get it,
you weren't
trying
very hard. This guy is not.
Right.
Have you ever had a one-night stand?
Yes.
Jason loves that question.
How many?
Three.
Hey, do you have the creepy music?
Did you like
creepy?
Did you like all three, or were a couple of them hard thing?
I liked a couple of them, right. But I didn't like them after the one night stand.
Were all three strictly one night stands?
Yes. They were like, okay, we're hanging out, and then we go on one date, and then. It's a one-night stand, and then after that, I was not interested anymore based on the experience.
What's your move that you do to let the guy know that you're ready?
Open to it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a great question. Because
Adam needs to see these kind of signs.
Yeah, what's a good sign? It's okay to go for the kill. I would think swirling the ice cream with your tongue was a pretty good one.
And talking nipple rings.
The swirling ice cream and the nipple rings was definitely a sign, but
well, she also invited him everywhere. She invited herself over to his place. She invited herself to come back to his place.
Yeah, but what's your sign? What would you do to indicate if you were dating Adam? What would be your move to kind of indicate that you were open for business?
Yeah, giveaway.
Definitely inviting somebody back to your house or going into a bedroom is definitely the sign.
Well,
unless that's
has.
The only place
have
you have to hang out.
Right.
Yeah, unless it's the only place you have to hang out.
Yeah, he rents
but
a room.
He's in a frat house.
Yeah,
that's all he's got. That's his family room, kitchen, dining room. That's his everything.
Right.
It's a hostel.
So we go sit on his IKEA mattress with no frame or anything.
Right. Your rods are his bed's on the floor.
Of course. Is your mattress on the floor, stupid?
No, I have one of those plastic IKEA bits.
You do?
Yeah, it has wheels on it. I can roll it.
Your wheels
on
your
bed. He's got a Hot Wheels bed.
Wheels on your bed.
My queen size bed. It's silly.
Yeah.
Extra comfy.
But I think AWOD does need, I liked when you guys had the female dating coach in there. I think he does need, somebody to go out with him and show him, this is how you can be normal and not scare people off. And this is the level of girl that you should be going for.
Yeah, he needs it. He's been a bust to It's Just Lunch. He's been a bust to a dating coach.
Right.
Yeah.
He needs somebody to, actually go out with him and say, okay, here's the fours and the fives, and this is what you should go for.
Exactly.
Maggie, thank you for the call.
For
we have to run.
He's
an undrafted free agent.
Thanks for the one-night stand
info. Gets looks in camp and never makes a roster.
Hey, Travi, why does Jason love the one-night stands?
It's just hot.
He's just being bold.
The girls talked about one night stands. This is hot.
I'm with you.
Won't you agree?
Right, gotta get out of here.
Every time I think about it, I just go, bing.
Brent and Danny, next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.